Villages on the Grand San Bernardo Road. Saint-Rémy and Étrouble's. Two meeting points. The first at the entrance to Saint-Rémy, the second at Étrouble's village. Saint-Rémy. Saint-Rémy, marked on the Portugnarian map as Old Racinium, as it was known in the imperial times, is crossed by the ancient Roman Councillor Road that coincides with the Via Francinigena, which in the Middle Ages cut through the Alps and connected Rome to Canterbury in England. People would climb the Colle del Gran San Bernardo hill on foot, by horse or mule, and then descend on the other side on their pilgrimage to the Papal City. Major prelates or lords would travel through with their retinue or armies. In this regard, various carnivals featuring multicoloured Lanzetti costumes take place in the Cumba Freda, villages between January and March each year, in remembrance of Napoleon and his soldiers who passed through in 1800. Pilgrims, soldiers, shepherds with their flocks and cattle merchants used to walk these paths. Their trades connected the two sides of the Alps. The village of Saint-Rémy, standing at an altitude of 1,690 metres, is dominated by a range of towering mountains and threatened by avalanches, but is protected by the so-called Bois de Sauvegarde, or protective wood, that was in turn protected between the 16th and 18th centuries by the Conseil de Commerce that forbade cutting of green and dry wood or removal of fallen trees. The woodland towering above the village features artificial channels called roues designed to irrigate the boss's hayfields. The Rue d'Arc, the Rue de Bains, the Rue de Ronc. Paths leading from the bosses and Prudhomme's castles from Laval Castle, passing through the Bonfatin area, and from Carissy Castle, originally converged at the bridge below the village. Century-old homes of important families stand on the road leading up to the Col del Gran San Bernardo. At the end of the 19th century, the Margueritas and Farinet lived below the church, and the Cabarets Real of Marcos families lived further up. Stables, haylofts and rest places for wayfarers originally stood on the steep, narrow road. The large five-storey house with yellow plastered façade at the crossroads of the old path and carriage road was once a hotel belonging to the Demoir family, but also served as a place for storing military equipment. The customs house stood opposite. After Saint-Rémy, you descend towards Étrouble's. The village of Saint-Rémy and Étrouble, through which travelled the mountain passier, the border guides, played a key role in maintaining communication between Aosta and the Valais, that is, between Italy and Northern Europe. They were franchises and benefited from regulations allowing inhabitants to guide people over the Col de Gran San Bernardo in the summer and winter periods. They did, however, have to keep the road in good condition, and had the monopoly on conveyance of goods. Statues passed down by the House of Savoy in 1273 established the Viary du Monjou service from Rumoran in Aosta to the Fontaine Couvert area near the Col. The men were bearers, guides, or real good couriers. If they owned a mule and travelled along the paths, facing the usual risks, the paths were narrow and often unsafe, at the threat of rockfalls, avalanches, etc. In the Middle Ages, Étrouble's featured a hospice and defence towers, walls and gates locked at night, the location of which remains unknown. The village is, however, still dominated by the Tour de Valcherie, dating back to the 12th century. Another ruined tower originally stood to the south of the village, but its construction material was used in 1814 to rebuild the parochial church. The 15th century bell tower still retained its original splendour and boasts a doorway with pointed arch and walls built using square stones, still in remarkable condition. It dominates the village, located at the confluence of the Athenavaz and Menuvie streams. The doors of the village houses open onto the main road and lead the internal courtyards of corridors with a ladder leading up to the upper floors. These generous stone-built middle-class dwellings originally comprised a stable on the ground floor and haylofts on the upper floors. The architraves or window bars were often marked with a construction date and the initials of the relative craftsman. In 1856, Etrúbles was the first municipality in the Val d'Aosta to found a tonaria, a dairy cooperative based on the Swiss model. A vast open-air exhibition of works by 16 internationally acclaimed modern artists now takes place in the village. Frescoes and sculptures mark the route called Etrúbles Prima di Tessone Passati, those who first passed through Etrúbles.